Fine print? Annoying. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Have you ever felt secure in a big purchase because it had a long warranty, only to discover that the coverage is actually really limited? The details are the gap between appearance and reality. Coming up, we'll find that that's true when it comes to laws, too. And some friends of ours help us to understand how technology is affecting translation efforts around the world. Now, about that law. It's sitting on the desk of Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, and it's a package that would essentially cut down any religious freedom that churches in the country currently have. Slavic Gospel Association President Bob Provost says,
well, effectively, right now in Russia, without a Berlin Wall, the level of restriction that the Russian church had for 72 years is on the eve of being reinstalled. I mean, we couldn't even imagine when we started reading through this bill that under the guise of anti-terrorism, but then through it in a number of little paragraphs, it becomes clear that the main purpose of this bill is to shut down evangelical Christianity.
The big date? July 20th. On that date, the bill that will either shut down 90% of Russia's evangelical churches will either be signed or declined.
From our standpoint, we want to ask God's people all over the globe, please start praying right now that God will intervene, that God will move in the heart of Mr. Putin and cause him to not sign this law, so that the gospel can continue to go forth all across Russia.
And with so many restrictions being put on the spread of the gospel, it's more important than ever to make his word accessible to everyone, everywhere. Kids especially need a biblical influence on their lives, and that's exactly what Keys for Kids is trying to do.
And really the idea is just to provide them a radio station that they can praise God with, they can listen to great programs, they can learn about God's Word and focus on God's Word, and eventually become leaders in our culture.
That's Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids, and he says the 8 hours of programming includes dramas, devotionals, and music, and the impact is reaching around the world.
What's great about Keys for Kids radio is that you're not just listening to it in the United States, but you can listen to it in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe.
With their next project, they'll be able to make the hope of the gospel even more accessible to kids worldwide.
So we're in the process right now of raising a significant amount of money. It's almost $60,000 that will provide a platform, not just for the app, but also that will allow us to broadcast through the internet. It will allow us to actually translate our Keys for Kids devotionals into other languages as well.
If you're interested in coming alongside Keys for Kids, we'll connect you through links at missionnews.org. And comprehending God's Word is a vital step in spiritual growth. That's why Wycliffe USA is working tirelessly translating God's Word in Papua New Guinea. Thanks to technology, they're doing it faster than ever. Wycliffe's John Nystrom.
Using technology in Bible translation does speed things up, but one of the things it also does is help us find errors that we otherwise would never find if we just had to search them with our own eyes. But now that we have good tools for helping us to find all the places we've translated something in a certain way, we're able to spend more time doing what a human, only a human being can do, and that is asking ourselves, is this translated correctly? And is it communicating clearly to the people who speak this language?
The work is being done by translators, native language speakers, and local pastors. And Nystrom says the workers benefit just as much as those on the receiving end.
When we're doing Bible translation, we're not just producing a text as fast as we can. We're also developing people who are training to continue the Bible translation movement in their culture, in their country, and to help other people do that as well.
Wycliffe needs workers from a variety of backgrounds to help with the translation. If you think this might include you, look for details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.